In the communion verse of today's Mass, we read, "Listen to my cry and pay attention to the voice of my prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen." In one of the Lenten Gospels, St. Matthew tells us the beautiful story, and you've all heard it many times, but it's good for us to focus on it today. It happened when our Lord had just retired into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. A woman of Canaan, that is from a Gentile nation, approached our Lord and cried out to him, "Have mercy on me, Lord, for my daughter is grievously troubled by a devil." And that is a very serious request. But our Lord did not even so much as answer her. On top of that, the disciples came to him and said, "Lord, send her away, for she troubles us. She cries after us." And Christ seemed to agree with this statement. He turns to the woman and says, "I was not sent but to the sheep that are lost of the house of Israel." In other words, I was not sent for the Gentiles, such as yourself. But nonetheless, she did not give up. She was a persistent woman. And it says in the gospel that she adored our Lord and then said, "Lord, help me. Deus adjuva me." And our Lord turns to her again and says, "It is not good to take the bread of the children and to cast it to the dogs." And again, this woman says, "Yea, Lord, for the whelps also eat of the crumbs that fall from the tables of their master." And this answer impressed our Lord very much. And he looks at her in the eyes and says, "O woman, great is thy faith. Be it done as you have asked." Notice how this woman goes to him in confident prayer. She knows that he is all-powerful, that he is God and can do all things and can heal her daughter of this malady. And so she goes with immense confidence. But then see how she is immediately repulsed. Our Lord, again, I repeat it, does not even say a word. He ignores her. How often that seems to happen for us in the prayer life. We go with confident prayer, sure that surely God is going to grant this prayer. And then if he seems not to be listening and doesn't grant it right away, all of our hopes are shattered. And we never return, at least for a while, to God. We would have already given up had we been treated like this woman at the very first stage, crushed and discouraged. But then, as I mentioned, the apostles, seeing that she was a Gentile, actually sought to have this woman removed from their presence. Again, our Lord seemingly agreed. Still more, at this point, would have given up their prayer. If upon the second time that you have asked for some favor and were repulsed, many would give up. But then imagine the third time. Our Lord, as it were, compared this woman to a dog. And without any resentment, without any bitterness, this woman again asked the favor, but this time with humility, for she asked it on the very ground of being a dog. Even the whelps can catch the crumbs from the Master's table. The lesson our Lord was giving at that time ended, and our Lord was totally overcome by this woman's perseverance in prayer, and from his sacred heart, no longer could he hide his love, his tenderness, his compassion towards this confident woman. And then came those words of praise, "Woman, great is thy faith," and an answer to her prayers. This is a lesson that each one of us needs to learn badly at times. Not only to learn it in theory, but to learn it in practice. The lesson of perseverance in prayers. Because our souls are always afflicted, just as her daughter was afflicted by this devil. Our souls are so often in turmoil. It could be that they are actually troubled by a devil, the temptations that come from the devil. It could be that our past sins haunt us. We wonder if they had ever been forgiven because we just keep repeating the same old sins. But remember that he who persists, as this woman did, in praying sincerely, even though at first our Lord seems to remain silent, even to push you away and permits you to fall, will at some point overcome those sins. You will at some point overcome those temptations. But there must be perseverance in prayer. It is not enough to say, many times, one little prayer and call it a night. There must be perseverance. Then you have other weaknesses of the soul. Our inordinate and disordered passions, whether it be of anger or sadness. Sadness is actually a passion. It is one of the passions of the soul. So whatever the unruly passion is, it is a weakness, a weak point in the fortress of our soul. Could be anxiety that doesn't go away, could be hurt feelings, anything. But where will the courage come from and the strength that we need to deal with these things on a daily basis come from? It doesn't come from us, that's for sure. The just man, sins 7 times a day. It all starts and ends with prayer. Prayer is the answer to all of the problems of this world, to all of the problems of your soul, to all of the problems in your home. Prayer is first and last in taking care of that problem. Do you know the story of Jacob wrestling with the angel? He wrestled the angel for many hours, and then neither one would give ground to the other. And they wrestled all through the night. The angel had touched the hip joint and dislocated that. Yet Jacob kept wrestling. And the angel was worn out, and he told Jacob, he asked him to give up. And he said, "I will not quit until you have blessed me." This is an example of how we should pray and persist in prayer, that no matter how hard it gets, that we don't give up. We wrestle with that angel. We, in a sense, wrestle with God. We wrestle to get that answer from Almighty God, and we don't quit because we can't be quitters in the spiritual order. You know the story of Saint Monica Imagine if she had quit praying after a day. Imagine if she quit praying after a year. But our Lord made her pray for 30 years. And the result that was that her son was not only converted, not only became a great priest and a bishop, but became a doctor of the church and a saint, Saint Augustine. Saint Francis de Sales had a violent temper. He prayed for 15 years and struggled against his temper. Imagine if he had stopped because he kept falling into the temptation. He had stopped praying. He would not be the saint that he is today. He had, by his prayers, won so many graces and overcome his anger so well that they say that even to look at him, his countenance was so meek and mild that it would convert souls just to look at him. But had they given up, that would have been the end. So why is it that we relapse so often into the same faults? Here's the sequence of events. Usually it begins with some little carelessness in our spiritual life. Then we become a little bit more self-indulgent, giving ourselves a little more indulgence in this or that thing. And then we begin to pray less. And once we begin praying less, then the temptations become stronger than us. God seemed to treat, going back to this woman, seemed to treat her cruelly. Outwardly, he repulsed her, but inwardly, he attracted her by his divine grace to persevere in prayer. And so he does to us all the time. He inspires us to pray, and then he seemingly turns a deaf ear. And sometimes he makes us wait for years, perhaps decades, to get an answered prayer. Why? Because if our prayers were easily granted, then we would again relax in our prayer life.